Good evening. I call this May 7th, 2024 meeting of the Planning Commission to order. My name is Darrell Bozier. I am the chairman of the Planning Commission. It's my pleasure to welcome you. This is a public meeting and you're encouraged to be part of the process. Please participate, ask questions, share your thoughts. We have several rules to help us proceed with an orderly meeting and I ask that you keep them in mind. Turn off your cell phones. If you need to make a call, please step outside the chamber. When you wish to speak, simply raise your hands. I'll recognize you and ask you to come to the podium. Secretary Jones must record who you are, so please state your name, spell your last name, and state your address. Keep your remarks brief, about 3 minutes, so others have an opportunity to speak. However, focus on your comments and we'll try to keep track of your time. This meeting is being conducted in accordance with the Nebraska Open Meetings Law. A copy of the Open Meetings Law is posted at both exits. I will now call for a roll call of members.
Bozinger?
Here.
Haleska?
Here.
Pounds?
Here.
Kading? Huber? Radner?
Here.
Schroeder?
Here.
Boswell?
Here.
Heinrich?
Here.
Servers have had trouble. You can't get logged in.
Did you get in, Darrell?
Eventually. I had to do it kind of a weird way. Well, that's going on. We'll call for the approval of minutes from the April 2nd, 2024 meeting.
Motion to approve.
I'll second that.
Motion by Radner, second by Schroeder. Any discussion or changes? Please vote. Still can't vote.
It never popped up. Did you break it?
It didn't pop up and didn't vote.
I took the time to get it on, so. Did we get the vote recorded? We'll be with you in a second, folks.
All commission members present voting aye.
Thank you. I will open a public hearing to consider a conditional use permit submitted by Robert W. Pearson, 2351 Grant Circle, Blair, Nebraska, for a paint shop and storage building on a tract of land being tax lot 657, Section 11, Township 18 North, Range 11, east of the 6 p.m., Washington County, Nebraska, 634 South 19th Street, for 20 years.
Good evening, Commissioners. First up for your consideration is the conditional use permit renewal by Robert W. Pearson. He runs Pearson's Painting. The location of this lot is off of Highway 30 south of South Street. This is part of town. The location, 634 South 19th, is basically Davis Drive and US South 30. Zoning district overlay is ACH, Highway Commercial. In the ACH district, the use of a contract construction office and services with everything inside the building is an accepted use, which requires a conditional use permit. Mr. Pearson is the owner of the building, Pearson's Painting. We've received no complaints, we've received no letters pro or con. This is a renewal from last 6 years ago, I believe, and this renewal is for 20 years this time. This is the zoning overlay showing his location in the dotted line 634. Here's without the colored overlay showing the surrounding neighborhood. Little tighter shot of the buildings. We have a carport, truck port there, building there, ACH around on a residential house at that spot there. This is a view from Highway 30, looking to the north, showing the building and the other building for the carport. With that, any questions on this renewal application?
Any questions? Does anyone need to talk to Mr. Pearson? I don't think we need to talk to him, so is there a motion?
I'd make a motion to renew the conditional use permit as permitted, as presented.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by Boswell, second by Pounds, to approve the conditional use permit as presented, and that would be with the 20 years. Any further discussion? Please vote.
All commission members present voting aye.
So that will go to the city council in 3 weeks, right? I will open a public hearing to consider rezone applicant. You want me to just go through this regular reading like this and then discuss later? I'm not sure how you want me to do that.
Yeah, we'll go through it as usual.
Okay. I will open a public hearing to consider a rezone application submitted by the City of Blair, 218 South 16th Street, Blair, Nebraska, for tax lots 25, 32, 40-A, 59, 60, and 276, all in Section 7, Township 18 North, Range 12 east of the 6 p.m., and tax lot 24 in Section 8, Township 18 North, Range 12 east of the 6 p.m., all in the City of Blair, Washington County. It's 590 Longview Drive, to rezone from SMH, which is Mobile Home District, to AMH, which is Agricultural, Heavy Industrial, and Manufacturing District. Phil.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Planning Commission members. Hi, Phil Green, City Administrator. Did want to bring something to your attention that we found out earlier today, so it does affect this issue a little bit. Jeff, one of the things that we always do on rezones is go back and look at the future land use map. For those of you who've been on the Planning Commission for a while, you know the important role that future land use map plays in kind of setting the long-term perspective for zoning. And it's always best practice, not necessarily statute, but best practice, that you don't rezone a property that's not in conformance with what the future land use map shows. If it needs to be changed, then you would change that first. Well, Jeff did, as part of his due diligence on this particular issue, look at our future land use map for this particular parcel, and it looked like it was empty, or there was no color there, which on our future land use map shows that it's ag. And so we figured, okay, they must have just left that as ag for a long period of time, even though the actual zoning on it is a special mobile home park district. He was doing his review again of things today, and then noticed the key, and it's actually the exact same color as what the background is. It has a separate color, though, and the future land use map shows it as a special mobile home park. And so obviously, if it's currently on the future land use map as a special mobile home park, really isn't appropriate to then look at rezoning it to something different unless you're gonna change the future land use map as well. So my suggestion, as Jeff and I talked about it, was to let you all know of that inconsistency. Since people are here, let's go ahead and take testimony tonight, listen to some of their comments. But at the very end, I would request that you just postpone this item until the June Planning Commission meeting. At the June Planning Commission meeting, then we'll have two items on the agenda for you. One would be to change the future land use map to industrial, and then the other would be to rezone the actual property, the same one that's on there tonight, to rezone industrial. Again, the whole issue, and Jeff will go over this, is really highest and best use of the property. You know, we felt like now would be a good time to have you and ultimately the council reevaluate that on what is highest and best use. But no official action on it tonight would be our recommendation to you, again, because of that inconsistency with the future land use map.
So we'll go forward as if we're rezoning, but we'll table it and get done.
That is correct.
Okay.
So first of all, my apologies for missing that on mistake. I wish I could say it won't happen again, but I'll try my best so it doesn't. The property we're talking about is the Longview Mobile Home Park on the far east of our city, right next to the river at the edge of city limits. The current zoning is SHM, which is a special mobile home park district set up for specifically for residential mobile home parks. The proposed zoning district is heavy industrial, AMH, highway or agricultural, heavy industrial and manufacturing. This is a staff-oriented change. And the reason that it comes now is to be because we became aware that the mobile home park was at the time up for sale. We had talked about making this change somewhere in the future, sometime later this summer. When we knew it was up for sale, we did not want to have any future owners buy it and then 2 or 3 months later say, oh, by the way, now that you bought this mobile home park, we're going to change the future land use to heavy industrial. And I thought we were doing our due diligence. We did send out a letter to Carolyn Long, and I believe her daughter is acting in her stead right now. She may be in the hospital. Give them advance notice that they were doing this, so you didn't just get a letter and then see the sign outside of the mobile home park. Again, the future land use map, not all of the tax lots that are in this area were rezoned or did have the future land use of AML, so that caused the hiccup and the request to table any voting until the next Planning Commission meeting in June. Right now, this shows SHM, which is the current zoning. You can see it's surrounded by AMH, heavy zoning, heavy industrial. We have across the tracks and across the highway, the city of Blair's water treatment sewer plant. This area here is Kelly Ride Equipment, which is heavy industrial making equipment. This area here is Mo Valley Assets. They're an agricultural based company that deals in bulk products. They do have a river landing. They do have several bins, several open sheds or open bins to store whether a commodity they bring up, whether it's coming or going. This area right here, 600, is the Blair Marina. This area surrounding is empty, but it's owned by Kelly Ryan. And then, of course, in green, SHM would be the mobile home park. This is the future land use map. As you can tell, it is all zoned for industrial. There's no differentiation between heavy or light industrial. As we remember with the ARPS rezoning, it's just industrial. It's not heavy or light, just industrial. So you see the land is surrounded by heavy industrial. We feel that the best and highest use for this property in the future would be for it to be future zoned to heavy industrial, and then of course change the current zoning to heavy industrial. What this means, here's a quick look again before I jump to that. Quick look at the mobile home park without the zoning overlays, access to the river. This is a lot, tax lots here. These are all tax lots in here, and then one big one here with the mobile homes. It's tough to tell someone, I know you have this mobile home park here, but we, city really feels, really does believe the future best use is going to be industrial, which is why we contacted him ahead of time. If this would change to heavy industrial, the mobile home park would still be there by grandfather rights. However, if it was sold, if it ever disappeared for a time, it would have to go to, would be the current overlay if it would become overlay to heavy industrial. If they wanted to add to this area, they would probably have to go through a non-conforming conditional use permit, much like you have done for other places in town. I think there may be 13 current residences there. What the Longview Mobile Park is going to be in the future, we don't know. That's really a private matter to them. But again, the due diligence, I think, on our part was, if we're going to change this and somebody's going to buy it and spend all this money, they should know really what the plans are for that. So with that, any questions for staff on this proposal. Yes, sir.
So that mobile home park is not going to be an approved usage in your new spot. It'd have to be under a conditional use permit, non-conforming.
It will stay as a mobile home park if it changes, but it will be a non-
If it's sold.
If it's sold, or even if it isn't sold.
Yeah.
Even if they keep it, and you and the council vote to change it to have industrial, they are still grandfathered in there. However, they now become a non-conforming use, which means if something would happen and they would lose 50.5% of the property, they could not rebuild it as a mobile home park. If they wanted to add, let's say they wanted to add more mobile homes, it would have to come through non-conforming use permit. There was a question of like, won't that get expensive if we want to add a bunch of mobile homes and you have $240 and $30 a piece, that could get expensive. We would make the suggestion if you are going to add new mobile homes to add, you know, as many as five on the first go around and pay your one fee for that. However many that would be, of course, would be up to Planning Commission's recommendation and Council's vote.
But how many are permitted within that park?
They've got 37 lots right now.
And there's only 13 being used of 37?
I am going to say it would be best to ask probably Longview on the exact number. I have not been down there. We've had Mark Wolf, our code compliance, has been working with a property maintenance guy to get things back in there. So I cannot say for sure. I had just heard that there were 13 existing.
What I'm trying to get at, whether they have 13 or 15 or 10, if they go over 37, then they have to apply for conditional use permit or something. Because it's permitted for 37, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
So if the zoning is changed on it, does that lock it in that any new additions beyond what's currently there or up to the 37?
I would interpret it as saying because it's a non-conforming use and space, that if they wanted to add newer beyond the 13 or however many they have there, they do apply for a special use permit to let the council and commission say whether or not they can have 5 or 10. And I would also advise them to apply for 5 or 6 or 8 at one time so they don't have to come back every time they wanted to add one.
So
but that would be again up to stipulations up to commission and council.
And that's outside the scope of the existing 37, 38 lots, or if they replaced a trailer house out there today, they would have to apply for a special use permit for that?
As it is today, it's a special mobile home park. No, they would need a permit for one that would follow the HUD standards, which is according to our municipal code book, to bring one in. But they would just need a permit to bring it in. They would not need a special use permit.
So and then another question, you'd said if there was a loss of 50.5%, is that to the entire park or are you talking individual structures? So if an individual trailer owner lost better than half of their structure, would that then create the necessity for conditional use to replace?
That would be a good question. I would interpret it as the current mobile homes as they are now. Now, there could be some discussion to that, there could be some arguments, which we would definitely want to listen to and see what the arguments are. Mr. Green?
I would probably lean towards looking at the park value. So if it goes over the park value, then it loses, because the grandfather issue really goes with the whole park. The individual trailers are a part of that, but it's really the park itself. And so it's always based on value, which is a hard estimate to make, and FEMA messes with this all the time. But I would probably lean more towards the overall value of all the units that are there. If the park degraded or got damaged to a point where it was, you know, more than 50% damaged, then it loses the grandfather.
So I correct my former comment.
I mean, but again, these are the kind of discussions we have all the time. It's like, well, I can see it this way or I can see it this way. But, you know, I think it's to their advantage to look at it from the park perspective. Individual units, you know, it's really hard to judge, you know, what the base value is in the first place. Can they really be repaired even?
Any more questions, staff? Oh, good job.
I have, and we were discussing too. I'm having issue with the trailers. The trailers are individually owned, and my question on that is, if you're looking at the park value, you're just looking at the land, you're not looking at the trailers. Is that correct?
I do not know if they're individually owned. I know they are leased out to different people who live there. I don't know if they actually own the trailer themselves. Some places, like the mobile home park south of town, they do buy their own trailers. As far as I know, the Longs have always brought trailers in on their own. That would be a question better suited for Longview Mobile Home Park.
Are they here to ask that question?
Yes, sir.
Perfect.
Does it sit in a floodplain?
It is not.
It's not.
Surprisingly, everything around it is. But the mobile home park itself is up out of, it's in the 500 year, which is the 2%, or the 1%, but not in, 2%, but not in the FEMA controlled 1%.
Anything else? Thank you, Jeff. Is the mobile park home available for comment?
And there's one last photo for the of mobile home park looking toward the entrance.
Is the mobile park owner here ready to want to talk about this? Is she here or not?
Good evening. My name is Ed Matthews. I live at 739 North 16th Street, and I'm working with them out here on this mobile home park.
So spell, your, spell the last name, please. Spell
M-A-T-T-H-E-W-S.
The last name.
M-A-T-T-H-E-W-S.
Thank you.
Thank you. If there's questions that you guys have, we're ready to get them answered for you. This has been ongoing for a little while, where the mother's now needing special care. So the daughters are trying to take care of this place, and they've been working on trying to get it upgraded. They don't really want to get rid of it. At the same time, if the right situation arises, they would sell. So what we have there is basically the last waterfront section that the city has direct access to. So we were concerned about the zoning. And because of what the city administrator brought up, we will be doing some research ahead of that and just determining what, if it's going to be in our best interest to have it heavy industrial, or if we would request the ACH. So, but if you have questions, I'll get those answers for you.
Back to Joe's question.
My question is, do you own all of those trailers, or are they individually owned by the people that are in them?
My understanding is that there's two that are owned other than what the Longs own. There's two people out there that have units that are being rented out the lot space. But the rest of them all belong to the trailer court.
That the structure's included or just the
I'm
lot?
Sorry?
Is that structure's included or just the lot itself? Are the structures owned by the trailer
yes.
park?
Okay. Yes.
So then there are some that,
I'm sorry?
They lease them out then. They own them yes. and lease them out to individuals.
Right. There are some out there that are going to be removed because they don't meet the HUD standards. And that's something that has been talked about. We're going to organize with the city to sit down and have a meeting with the city and the owners and do an assessment. So we know all the taxes and fees and all that stuff comes out. And then at that point, they want to continue where they're at right now is what they would like. But at the same time, because of the zoning change when this came up, we wanted to bring it to your attention that we may seek a different zoning at the next meeting. So, but is there any other questions that we can answer?
Currently, how many structures are on there? Or how many trailers are in the port?
Probably about 25, 27.
Okay. She said there's about 25, maybe 27 that are out there right now.
So approximately half are occupied?
I think it's a third of the park occupied. I have one concern though, is about the CUP. If they're, you know, conditional use permit, if they're improving this lot and they bring in brand new homes, if they turn this thing around and they decide to put in 30 new homes, why should they have to go through continuous conditional use permit on something that they've had this entire time. I could see if it was outside the footprint where it would be asking for something special, but because they were grandfathered in with what they have, I can't see why they'd be basically punished to be able to come through with a conditional use just to fix what they have or to upgrade it. So that was my concern. Is there anything else I can do for you? Thank you.
Does anyone else here like to speak on this issue? For, against, neutral? Seeing none, I'll close the public hearing.
Oh, yeah. I have a question for staff.
Yeah, that's right.
So if by chance, let's say they pull one of those trailers out and want to bring another one in, they have to have a conditional use permit for each trailer that comes out and goes in, that spot is for that trailer, so they don't need a conditional use permit to replace a 1962 trailer with a 2024 trailer, correct?
We had this discussion earlier.
We had a long discussion about this. Again, we don't have rules that are really precisely clear in this particular issue. So you always kind of fall back on philosophy of what you're doing. And you guys know this is, zoning is very philosophical. By having it zoned differently than what the current use is, you've declared it to be a non-conforming use. Generally speaking, you look at a non-conforming use as a use that should eventually go away. Because it's non-conforming, it's not the highest and best use for that particular property. It has nothing to do with the property owners, the condition of the property, the people you like, anything like that. It's just simply the community is saying highest and best use is a different use than the current use, therefore eventually this use probably should go away. Zoning regulations oftentimes have stipulations like after 20 years or something like that use should simply expire. Blair has never done that. We've basically allowed them to exist as long as they're in continual use. You go for 12 months with it not being used that way, your grandfather rights then simply expire. The philosophical debate was about the individual units, knowing how many lots are out there, but knowing how many units are there already. I think the simplest way is to look at and say, well, any lot that has a unit on it, that individual lot could have one replaced on it, and you wouldn't really call that an expansion. Is it an expansion when you take lots that have been empty for more than 12 months, but now you put a trailer on it? Well, again, some could argue that that's an expansion. Some could argue that, well, you're not growing the size of the whole overall park, and so therefore it's not an expansion. I think as Jeff and I bounced it around, the simplest thing would always be to come and request to the Planning Commission and to the Council one conditional use permit for expansion of the non-conforming use to be able to fill up the whole park with a unit, and then get that for a certain period of time. Because again, those conditional use permits, including the expansion of the non-conforming use, always have a time frame attached to that. So if they came in and requested that potentially they could have all of them filled, and it's a 10-year permit, if you get them filled in 10 years, no one's going to object, and that's the way it is. If that doesn't happen within that time frame and they come back again, a future council may decide, we don't want to give you maybe that many units. It's just really hard to say. It's a philosophical question. So the if I was the applicant, I would come in and ask for the whole thing. And then, seek to, at least during that time period, to be able to put units in each one of those. The bigger heartburn would be, ultimately, if it was successful and they came back and asked to grow the size of the overall park. When, number one, it's not zoned that way. Number two, you've kind of already said that even that footprint you think has a better, highest and best use. At that point in time, again, a future council is just going to have to wrestle with the idea of, okay, what really is highest and best use anymore if it looks like it's being very, very successful.
One more question. How is tax structure work with a trailer? It's a different type of structure than a traditional mortar basement at home. How does that work with a trailer? Is it assessed on the value of the trailer, or how does that work?
It's taxed as a leased improvement to their land.
Go ahead.
It's taxed as a leased improvement to the land.
Okay.
I was going to say, we'll defer that to experts. We don't deal with taxes, assessments, or anything like that. So, Mr. Schroeder, I would say, is correct.
Okay.
And it may be, although I don't know, because again, I'm not an expert in that area either, that the individual units are all separately titled, almost like a vehicle is titled. So the units have a value, and then the park has a value. And it's the park value that would reflect the real estate taxes that are paid. The other would be your regular personal property taxes on a vehicle.
That's correct.
Now, the one thing on the value of the land, and I did check this with a couple of realtors who work with commercial, because I was just curious myself. My question was, if this goes from mobile home, the future zoning or the overlay of the new zoning is now heavy industrial, does that increase the value of the land for resale? And I was told by two separate real estate agents that said, yeah, it's, you know, you look at being empty land, ag lands, your lowest, as you move up through your improvements, and you get to your highest, which would be commercial. So the value of the land, if it changes, would be possibly more. But again, unless it changes itself, mobile home park is sold for a different use, it would still be a mobile home park, even again, under the new zoning, because it would have that grandfather right in there.
Any other questions of staff? If not, we're probably looking for a motion to table until the next meeting, because we cannot do future land use plan tonight.
Motion.
Motion by Radner to table.
I'll second his motion then.
Yeah. Anyone second that motion?
I think Schroeder's.
Schroeder did.
Yeah,
oh,
I did.
Sorry. Okay, Schroeder's seconded. Any more discussion? Let's vote on tabling this issue.
All commission members present voting aye.
So next planning commission will have a new, you want to explain what we're going to have next planning commission?
Yes, so the next June planning commission, we will start off, among several other things, but we will start off with the recommendation for changing the future land use map for this particular parcel tax lots to industrial. If that passes, or if that's recommended by planning commission, then the next item will be the recommendation for changing the current zoning to what staff would ask for AML. If the first one doesn't pass, the second one is basically tabled and not voted on all, because it won't happen. If both of these pass, it will go to the June City Council for their vote.
Okay, everyone understand what's going on? Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there any report from the staff?
Nothing additional.
Motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Motion by Schroeder.
I'll second that.
Second plus. Please vote.
Is what I was trying to get at. You started making fun of me, so I was like, well, just get
thank you, everybody.
All commission members, please vote
aye.